Ever feel like you're kind of, navigating the research world alone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, today we are diving into something that just might change that.
Oh.
We're talking FOMA at the University of Bern.
Okay.
And no, before you ask, I don't mean the fear of missing out. You know,
Yeah.
after this deep dive, you just might feel like you have been.
Uh-huh. I like that.
So, to get us started, what exactly is FOMA? What's their mission at the university?
So think of FOMA as like a proactive research
No,
partner.
active research partner. Okay.
Yeah, they're not just, sitting around waiting to answer questions when you wander in.
Right.
It's about empowering researchers to achieve more with their research from the very beginning, even.
I like the sound of that. What does that kind of proactive support look like in action?
Well, it's all about providing support, tailored support, really, for each stage of the research journey. So let's
Really?
say you're just starting out, right?
Right.
Just in the brainstorming phase of a research project.
Brainstorming, yeah.
FOMA can help you refine that idea. They can even connect you with other researchers, collaborators who can bring their own expertise to the table.
So it's like having this built-in sounding board, but also this networking hub all rolled into one. I
Exactly.
can see how valuable that would be, especially for like early career researchers who are just
Oh,
starting to
yeah.
build their networks.
Definitely. Yeah. And this really ties into their Faculty Strategy 2030, basically, their roadmap for research excellence.
Ah, okay. So how does this Faculty Strategy 2030 fit into all of this?
It outlines the university's long-term research goals, emphasizing collaboration, interdisciplinary research, that kind of thing.
Makes sense.
And FOMA is key in making that vision a reality.
So you've got this ambitious vision for the future of research, and then FOMA acts as the engine, bringing people together and making sure those goals translate into actual projects.
Precisely.
Okay, so we've laid out this like foundation of collaboration with FOMA.
Right.
But what about when it's time to actually,
Yeah.
do the research?
Well, that's when FOMA's support really kicks into high gear. They know that getting funding, it can be a huge roadblock for researchers.
Oof, tell me about it. I once spent weeks on this grant proposal. I thought it was amazing.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
Yeah.
rejected.
What?
Turns out I missed some tiny detail in the formatting guidelines.
Oh, I can only imagine how frustrating that was.
Beyond frustrating.
And that's exactly the kind of, headache that FOMA can help you avoid.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. They really have your back through that whole application process.
All the way. They can even review your proposal, give feedback, make sure you're putting your best foot forward, all that.
It's like having a guardian angel, but for grant applications.
There you go.
But I'm guessing FOMA support doesn't stop there, right? What about when the project is actually up and running?
Not a chance. They are with you every step of the way.
Okay, so even with the really granular stuff.
Especially with the granular stuff like ethics applications, they can guide you through all of that, make sure everything's being done ethically and responsibly.
Which is so important, of course.
Absolutely. And then there's data management, which, let's be honest, isn't always the most exciting part of
It's
research.
definitely not the most glamorous.
But it's essential. And FOMA can provide support with that too.
It really does sound like they've thought of everything.
They really try.
But it's not just about, checking all the boxes, right? Making sure all the research is ethically sound, all that.
Right.
Don't they also help researchers, like, actually get their findings out there
Oh,
into
absolutely.
the world?
Yeah, FOMA knows that research doesn't exist in a vacuum. They really encourage researchers to, share the results,
Okay.
whether it's through publications or conferences, or even, finding new and creative ways to really engage the public.
Which is key.
Yeah.
And this is where things get really interesting for me. I know FOMA is active on LinkedIn.
Yep.
But what about those podcasts I've heard whispers about?
Ah, yes.
There's
The
podcasts.
podcast series, it's a great way for them to really highlight the amazing research that's being done
Right.
within the Faculty of Human
In
Sciences.
the faculty.
So it's about making that knowledge, accessible and engaging to a much wider audience.
It's like we always say, knowledge shared is knowledge amplified.
Exactly.
So we can see FOMA is deeply invested in supporting individual researchers, individual projects even. But it sounds like their commitment, it goes beyond that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. They're playing the long game.
The long game, okay.
It's not just about, immediate results. FOMA is constantly striving to improve the research environment as a whole.
At the university.
Yeah.
At the University of Bern. Yeah. So that means, improving their organizational structures, providing researchers with the best possible resources, technology, and just constantly making sure that everything they do is aligned with those big, ambitious goals in the Faculty Strategy 2030.
So they're not just helping researchers navigate, you know, the research of today. They're setting the stage for even bigger, even better discoveries down the road. That's incredible.
It's about fostering a culture of research, really, where innovation can thrive.
Yeah.
And researchers feel empowered to, you know, really tackle those big research questions.
Well, there you have it. If you are a researcher at the University of Burns Faculty of Human Sciences, you know, FOMA is like having a secret weapon in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But here's something to think about. How can you tap into these resources?
How can you use all of this to take your research to the next level?
Such a good question. And the best part is FOMA is so approachable.
Yeah.
Go to their website, reach out to them directly. They want to see you succeed.
I love that. It's not every day you find that level of dedicated support.
Yeah.
So until next time, keep asking those big questions and never be afraid to reach out for a helping hand. Who knows what amazing discoveries are waiting?